Yes, plenty going on here too, which is why the Vice-Chancellor of Edith Cowan University in Perth decided to leave Scotland.
My name is Steve Chapman. I'm the Vice-Chancellor and President of Edith Cowan University.
Why would you leave Harriet Watt University, a famous university with some wonderful research, to come all the way to Western Australia?
Well, actually, if you go back to when the headhunters first approached me, I wasn't willing to do it at all. However, I decided to take a look. I was immediately besotted by Perth. And then when I visited the campuses here, they were fantastic and the welcome was superb. And I have to say, if you look at the facilities we have in some of our areas here, if take engineering, for example, far superior to most of the labs you'd find in the UK. So it was very attractive and unexpected, I have to say.
And of the universities under 50 years of age, you do quite well in the league.
Yeah, we are now 90th in the top 100. And if you think about it, there are more universities under 50 than there are over 50. And we've got some other Australian universities in our sights.
How many people have you met who don't know the name Edith Cowan, even though she's in their pocket?
Very interesting. A lot of people don't. I didn't until I started doing the research. But I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely proud to have this university named after Edith Cowan, the first woman to be in an Australian parliament. And I'm pleased to see that we're part of the new Athena Swan project, promoting women in STEM. And I think it's very appropriate for a university named the way we are.
STEM being science, technology, engineering and maths, and trying to get our students to choose STEM subjects to help themselves and the nation. And yes, Edith Cowan is in your pocket if you live in Australia and have a $50 note. But despite her being the first Australian woman in Parliament, the authorities refused to have a statue of her in Perth's King's Park.
Of course, all the greats had their statues in King's Park. And a number of people said we should have a statue of Edith Cowan in King's Park. And the reply was, oh, but we only have people who've made substantial contributions to Australia. Now, clearly that was simply misogynist talking. And of course, she didn't get a park. Instead, they had to build a clock on the roundabout at the entrance to King's Park. And I think that's really shameful in what they did back then. And maybe we should push again. Maybe I should talk to Colin tomorrow and see if he can get us a statue.
You mean the Premier?
I do mean the Premier, yes. I think she was a pioneer in a whole raft of areas. And you can imagine when you're pushing at things like that, the establishment, of course led by men, would feel uncomfortable and they'd react in an uncomfortable way.
By reinforcing the old-fashioned ways. So with Edith Cowan as a symbol, how can young people in Australia face the future? A degree in STEM subjects doesn't mean that you have to stay in, say, engineering, science or maths. Steve Chapman.
Whatever degree you do, whether it's medieval history or whether it's engineering, you have to go through the rigour of completing a degree or a PhD, and that's to be applauded. And the employers, they're wanting the problem-solving skills, the lateral thinking, etc. With regard to engineering, the thing that worries me about engineering isn't really engineering per se, it's the mathematical underpinning of it. And what really scares me in Western Australia, but elsewhere, is how few kids seem to be turned on by mathematics. And I think in the end, we could get someone in a lab, or we could get them excited by the wonderful things that they could do as an engineer, but they haven't got enough mathematical background to allow them to do that. So the big scare for me is the M in STEM, although, of course, the rest are just as important.
What about the future of Western Australia itself? Of course, things are changing, but mining is still going to be important for a long time. However, you've still got the square kilometre array, you've got big data. What do you see as the future for your students as they look into the future?
I think you're right. What's happening, what we can see happening, it needs to happen at a faster pace, is that the economy is starting to diversify. Yes, we're still going to rely on oil and gas, we're going to rely on minerals, etc. But there is biotech developing, there's a lot of life science going on, and that has to increase. It's going to take a bit of investment from government. And if you look at other countries that have had the boon of natural resources, they've invested in diversifying and, if you like, pump-primed those new industries. I don't think we've done that as well as we could have done in the last few years in Western Australia. So that's a lesson for when the boom times come again, and I'm sure they will, that we need to start investing in diversifying our economy into a much more high-tech and directed view for the future. So what are the new industries of the future? Some of them we don't even know what they are yet, but we have to be preparing ourselves for them.
Steve Chapman is the Vice-Chancellor and President of Edith Cowan University. And if you're flush at the moment and live in Australia, take a $50 note and see her face and then look up her amazing achievements. The first woman in an Australian parliament.